Hi, I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie V47, from the Ranger Command Power Hour and the Starfleet Escape Podcast. You're listening to another great Four-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out foureyedradio.com. It's Morphin time!
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay! It's the Ranger Command Power Hour!
Today on the Power Hour, episode 215, Rangers review Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always, spoiler-free edition. Welcome to Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. It's time to ranger up with your hosts. I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie V47.
I'm AP, also known as Secret Ranger Fan.
And I'm Zach, also known as Hollywood.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/RangerCommandPH to learn more about supporting Ranger Command Power Hour. Thanks to our $5 and above patrons, Chris P., Steve F., Steve M., Jacob P., Tyler W., Leland D., Charlie N., Brian M., Craig M., Liz M., Mason M., Steve R., Hassan A., Josh P., Tyler B., Derek G., and Teresa B. for supporting us this month. Remember, you can go to linktr.ee/RangerCommandPH and check out our Amazon affiliate link at amazon.com/shop/RangerCommandPH. Hello to all of our listeners, and hello, Zach and AP. How's it going?
It's going.
It's definitely going, you guys. I'm so excited to talk about this.
Yes!
This is probably my favorite episode we've ever recorded. Or second favorite. I mean, that whole Lightspeed Rescue Lost episode has a special place in my heart.
Yes, so if you are listening to this on the day of the release, you may notice that it's a day before Once and Always actually comes out, and we're doing a spoiler-free review to give our general impressions and thoughts and build up hype for Once and Always, because all of this was made possible by our contacts over at Hasbro. So we were able to get a press screener for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always. And the embargo date is the 18th, which is a Tuesday, the day before Once and Always comes out, which is April 19th. And I should pull up that Power Rangers tweet, because I do want to let everyone know when they can watch this episode. So the global morphing times for April 19th, that's what they put on Power Rangers Twitter. It's 12 a.m. Los Angeles, 2 a.m. Mexico City, 3 a.m. New York, which means 2 a.m. in Chicago, 4 a.m. Sao Paulo, 8 a.m. London, 9 a.m. in both Paris and Cape Town, 10 a.m. in Nairobi, 3 p.m. in Manila, shout out to the Philippines, and 5 p.m. in Sydney, Australia. So those are the official release times when it goes live on Netflix. So if you're in Los Angeles, that's right at midnight. New York, East Coast, 3 a.m. And then if you're in the Midwest like me in Chicago, that is 2 a.m. So I think those are like typical times that Netflix drops new stuff. So I don't think that's surprising, but this is launching globally around the world at the same time, which is very exciting. So because we got a screener, all of our review coverage is happening on the 18th after 9 a.m. Eastern. So we have a day to kind of soak all of this in. And all of us have seen the special. So I really want to thank Hasbro and E1 for letting us view this very special event for the 30th anniversary. And like I said, this will be a spoiler-free review, so we're just going to give our overall impressions of how the episode made us feel and kind of avoid the overall spoilers. Maybe we might talk about some things that are already out there for the trailer, but we're not really going to go very much beyond that, because people know who the characters are, people have seen who the cameos are. So I think those are safe things that we can touch, but we're not going to get into story beats or any major spoilers or anything like that. So this is spoiler free. We want people to be hyped for the special. Mm-hmm. We're going to give our impressions as longtime 30-year fans of Power Rangers. And that's kind of where we're going with this episode. So it's going to be short, and we'll try to keep it short and to the point.
All right.
But I'm excited.
Yeah.
This was something that I think happened pretty quickly last year, just because of the kind of rumors that we heard about with casting some kind of special role for the 30th anniversary. And we didn't know if that was for a new series or a new thing or what was happening. And obviously that went to the role of, at first the rumors and the casting sides were for Yen, the character of Yen, which became Min Kwan. And that's kind of when we first heard the rumblings of everything. And then the kind of social media teases that we got from the cast. Well, before that, there was a big Hasbro PulseCon last year. And we finally got a look at Walter Jones and David Yost on the set. I knew from there, just having David Yost back would be a really big deal. It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah, seeing David return, I mean, that to me, Billy was my favorite Ranger because I was a nerd growing up, and I'm still a nerd. And having that kind of representation of here's somebody who, you know, kind of gets bullied and they're smarter than the average person. Like, yeah, I latched onto Billy immediately. So having David come back in his role is just fantastic.
I love Billy coming back for the role, and we'll talk more about, you know, who we thought was a standout character. So we'll just go straight into this. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always. The synopsis is 30 years after the wise and powerful Zordon formed the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the team comes face to face with a familiar threat from the past. In the midst of a global crisis, they are called on once again to be the heroes the world needs. The release date is, of course, Wednesday, April 19th, worldwide on Netflix. The executive producer for this special is Simon Bennett. The director is Charlie Haskell. The writers are Becca Barnes and Alan Dale. And the cast includes David Yost as Billy Cranston, the Blue Ranger, Catherine Sutherland as Catherine Hillard, the Pink Ranger, Walter Jones as Zach Taylor, the Black Ranger, Steve Cardenas as Rocky DeSantos, the Red Ranger, Johnny Young Bosch as Adam Park, Charlie Kirsch as Min Kwan, Karen Ashley as Aisha Campbell, Barbara Goodson reprising her role as Rita Repulsa, voicing her, and voicing Alpha 5, also coming back to the franchise, is Richard Steven Horvitz.
And I think we should also mention, I don't know if she was in the press materials, but I know she was involved. She's in the end credits as an executive producer as well. Is Hilary Zwick Turner.
Yes. And she is on the Netflix side.
Yes.
We also want to congratulate Hillary because she's moved on to a new role at a different production company, but she was heavily involved as an executive producer for this as well. So Simon Bennett handled kind of like the traditional Power Rangers side, and she came in from the Hasbro E1 side. So yeah, two great executive producers. Obviously the writers, Becca Barnes and Alan Dale, have been part of Power Rangers for years. And it's not listed here, but I saw it in the credits, and I think it deserves a shout out because I don't think it's a spoiler. The story consultant, which kind of helps the writers out with different things in the story, returning to the franchise as well, Jackie Marchand.
Yep.
Longtime executive producer and writer for Power Rangers all the way up through the Disney era. So I'm so glad that she was a story consultant on this. You can tell from the multitude of Easter eggs that are in this special and things that you need to pay attention to.
There's some deep cuts.
There are some deep cuts. Yeah. And we're not going to talk all about those.
Get into them. Yeah,
we're not even allowed to.
So. Yeah, we're not even allowed to get into them. So all I will say as a tip, if you're watching this, is to watch it with subtitles. Because you are going to be very excited when watching this, at least long-term fans are, I think. And you might be like squealing in excitement or like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And I don't want anyone to miss anything. So at least when the subtitles are on the screen, if you like freak out about something, you can still read something and not miss a beat on an important line or phrase.
On that note as well, I also just recommend watching it twice.
Yes.
At the very least, watch it twice because it's like Eric said, you might miss some details. I know for myself, I watched it twice before we recorded this.
Right.
I picked up on so much more things on the second go around.
Yeah, that was the same for me. I also watched it a second time in preparation for this episode, and I watched it with my wife. Obviously, she's not going to spoil anything to the press, so, and she liked it, and it's a different viewing experience, like after you've calmed down a bit and you're like, okay, let's watch this objectively. And I don't think my excitement changed in terms of how good I think the story is and how well they executed it.
Yeah.
So I was still pretty much hyped for this. I will say, going into this, before I watched anything Once and Always, and you know, when all the rumor mill was flying and we started getting set leaks here and there, the whole SPA thing, that kind of stuff, even with all the exciting things we were seeing, I was trying to temper my expectations, because I don't think it's a spoiler to say this, but I think fans are overhyping themselves. And I don't want to say that this special doesn't deserve hype, because it does.
It's a very good special.
It's a very good special. And I know people are excited and hyped, but I've also seen a lot of theorizing. And I will say that pretty much like 90% of what people are thinking is going to happen is not happening. So I know people are trying to put together things from the trailer and all that. So my suggestion for people is to go into this with an open mind, enjoy it for what it is, not what you're hoping it can be, if that makes sense.
Like, enjoy it for what it is and not for what you like wish it would be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for people to remember, that this is the 30th anniversary special for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It's not the 30th anniversary special for the entire franchise. Mm-hmm. There are parts of the franchise that are referenced and mentioned or seen that, you know, obviously it celebrates 30 years of Power Rangers, but at the core of this story, this is a story about the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers team.
It's like they say in all the little trailers, it's a reunion. This is a reunion special. Like Robo Rita says, this is a reunion of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah, this is exactly that. So, you know, if you're expecting the Dino Fury Rangers to like come in busting through at the end, that's not happening. This is truly a special about these characters of the first three seasons. And I'm really happy that even though Adam and Aisha have small parts in this, I will say that it's good to have as many of the original actors from the first three seasons as possible. And I like that the whole entire Stone Canyon trio is there, you know, with Rocky being there as the Red Ranger and Adam and Aisha being part of SPA. So I think we can like talk maybe about the direction or the story. Like we said, the director was Charlie Haskell, but the second unit action director was Yukihiro Noguchi, who has been with Power Rangers from the first season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Incredible stunt actor, stunt director. And there are definite action sequences in this special that are very well choreographed and very well done.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is a beautifully set up special. It's very, very cinematic.
Yes.
Very epic.
And Charlie Haskell has directed several episodes of kind of the Neo Saban Hasbro era. So, I mean, you can look up at greenranger.com. Obviously, John Green over there has all of the credits for the episodes. And it, if you click on someone's name, it's literally every single thing that they've worked on in Power Rangers. And so Charlie Haskell has been a director for many episodes. Even though he's directed a lot of Power Rangers episodes, this isn't filmed like a Power Rangers episode.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like one either.
Right. It feels like a mini movie.
And I know Simon said it's not a movie or something, but it kind of feels like one. It feels like a nice, like a special presentation at the very least.
Yeah, it's definitely a special presentation. There are some very gorgeous shots in this. And like you said, AP, very cinematic, at least in the direction and also part of the story. It feels like this special has room to breathe a little bit.
Yeah, and it's how do I say this?
We're all trying to catch ourselves so we don't ruin the embargo.
So I don't remember who said this, but I'm not the one who said this at first. I was trying to think of who said it. I can't remember. I want to say it was someone involved with the show, mm-hmm. but it's clearly not set up with kids as the target audience. Like, this is made for older fans, and it feels that way throughout the entire thing. And that's not to say that children can't enjoy it.
Right, right.
But this is clearly made for the adult fan base. And it, you can tell in the way the story is set up,
right,
in the way it's filmed, everything. It's nothing grimdark or anything.
But no, it's, not at all.
It just feels more grown.
Look, it's Power Rangers. There's still really cheesy lines in this. Mm-hmm. There's one-liners.
And it wouldn't be Power Rangers without it, though.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why the tone isn't grimdark or whatever. There are some surprising moments where I was like, they pushed it a bit.
Yeah.
There was some action choices where I think all three of us were like, whoa, they pushed a little limit there that wasn't typically seen on the standard MMPR episode.
Like, things are a little more, I feel like it's,
I would say edgier.
It's a little more violent, like not like grosser, like it's nothing like that, but it's not
graphically violent.
Yeah, it's not graphically violent, but like,
this isn't Power / Rangers. It's not that.
No. Gosh,
thank
no.
God for that.
Yeah,
but it's like the choreographing is just a little more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you said, it's a little more edgy.
It feels like they're not pulling as many punches.
Yes. Yeah.
If that makes sense. So yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and there are quite a few lines in here where adults are going to get it. Like, they've tweaked a few things where you're like, okay, I know what you meant to say there. And even the fact that the word kill is mentioned quite a few times in this special.
This is like a special with consequences.
Yes.
I feel like that's a good way to sum it up. There are consequences to this thing.
Yes.
And, like, not that there hasn't been before in the whole franchise, but this is one with like life-changing consequences for the first time. This isn't like a lesson of the week. Oh, I've learned that it's good to recycle.
It's still Power Rangers. There's still a lesson here, which I like.
This is like reality-based consequences.
Yes. As far as the direction and the story, the overall story I thought was really solid, and and people will see that once the special airs. Like I said, there are moments here where the characters are given a bit more room to breathe, and this does clock in the story without the credits is 55 minutes. So 55 minutes is a lot, but at the same time, I think the story is paced very well.
Mm-hmm.
There are moments of intense action, and it feels like the show is going fast because obviously, you know, they want to hit those setup story beats right at the beginning, so you know what the situation is and what the stakes are.
And I feel like it's safe to say this too. It throws you literally right into the action.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this thing starts out with an incredible, amazing action sequence that just sets the entire special into motion. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. So I do like the pacing of this, because at 55 minutes, you think, oh man, they're going to do this, this, and this, and this. Well, yes and no.
It's just long enough.
Yes, it's long enough for, I think, everyone to shine, and for the special kind of feel good talk together moments, it gives those room to breathe. And for that, I really appreciate it.
We also kind of learn what some of the characters have been up to.
Yes.
Which is nice. There's like some sort of like surprising developments with some of the characters' backstories. Yes. Nothing like crazy or out of character, but just they mention something and you're like,
oh,
like, yeah. Oh, okay.
You can kind of fill in the gaps yourself of how that could be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I very much appreciate the character updates. And I will say, if you're waiting for a mention of something, some things are more towards the end rather than the beginning. So I think fans should be patient even when you're watching this. And And I know our fandom can be a little impatient. It's the truth. But drop your fan theories. Drop your expectations at the door. Go into this with an open mind. Let you just soak up the experience. And like we said, maybe take a day, let those thoughts sink in, and then watch it again for a second time. Obviously, we want this special to do well, because if you've listened to our C2E2 coverage, especially the Johnny Young Bosch panel, pretty much says, like, watch this. Watch this multiple times.
Yeah, so not really allowed to talk about too much. I will say that this doesn't necessarily, or is not necessarily the end of my character's path. Not saying that there's more, or I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying that, just watch it. And then you'll go, oh, okay. It opens it up. If you watch, here's the thing. They only had a small amount of money to be able to put this thing together. If they had a bit more money, like, Netflix is taking a gamble. They're like, well, I don't know if anybody's going to watch Power Rangers. We'll give you this much for this little, you know, 30th anniversary, and then you can do whatever. It's like 10 episodes of a series. It's like, whoa. So they're, like, taking a gamble. So if you guys watch it, then they might do more. That's all I'm saying. There might be a possibility of, like, seeing us retro Rangers again, but that's up to you guys watching.
Give it the double thumbs up on Netflix.
The double thumbs up.
Apparently that's an option now, which I did not realize.
It is. I've seen it today, and I was like, that's interesting. Two thumbs up, like Siskel and Ebert, which is also a dated reference. Yeah, I can't even say Siskel and Roper, because that's not even
a thing. Even worse. Yeah.
So I think it's important to know that if you like this, maybe put it on a few times this week, you know, like watch it a lot.
Like, and make sure you give it that thumbs up, because I'm
that double thumbs up.
That matters.
Otherwise, about the acting, I think everyone did a great job. Of course, I mean, it's still Power Rangers. There's still some forced delivery, especially with Charlie Kirsch. But at the same time, you know, she's young. She's 16, 17. And, you know, she's not much older than when the rest of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers cast was doing the first season. So,
and it's not bad. It's not bad.
There's just a couple moments. Yeah.
None of the acting's bad. It's just some certain typical
forced delivery
of almost any television show. Yeah. There's some little moments.
Yeah. Barbara Goodson is a freaking riot in this.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that she came back to voice Rita. There's no one in the world who could do what she does.
And Alpha, though, too.
Oh, my God. Richard Stephen Horvitz coming back as, they say Alpha 5 in the credits. Should I just leave it at that?
We can just say Alpha.
Yeah, Alpha. Yeah. You know, him coming back as Alpha is just incredible. Obviously, after Power Rangers, I really loved him in all his animated stuff, like Invader Zim and Angry Beavers. And
in the Ranger Command Power Hour intro.
And the Ranger Command Power Hour intro, because, yeah, I mean, he has been our Alpha in our intro for the past few years, because I've met him twice. One time I met him at Power Morphicon, and the other time was at a local convention. I think it was C2E2, and he had a voice recording option. And that was the best money I spent for this podcast, aside from our mics. No, he was very gracious, and obviously you hear the intro for Ranger Command, and that's Richard Horvitz. And so I am so thrilled that he came back for Alpha 5.
Both Rita and Alpha have amazing one-liners in this special.
That's where some of those one-liners come from, where I was like, okay, you guys went there. Cool. Yeah. So that was definitely very much needed. Let me shout out the two other voice actors in this. Minotaur is played by Ryan Cooper, who voiced Tentacus in Super Megaforce. And Snizzard, unfortunately, is not played by Bryan Cranston.
You're telling me they couldn't afford to get Bryan Cranston?
That would have been a get. But Snizzard is deliciously played by Daniel Watterson, who also worked on Power Rangers as Drilltron and Copier Man in Beast Morphers. So, obviously, two veteran in their own right, Power Rangers voice actors. So all four of the voice actors in this went above and beyond.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Unfortunately, I know that Toku Chris had thought that maybe Kerrigan Mahan was like the surprise for Minotaur, but no, I checked the credits. It's not Kerrigan, unfortunately, but Barbara Goodson and Richard Horvitz, I just love that they're in this, and they are standouts, I think, on the extra character side.
All the voice actors went above and beyond. Like, yeah. They were amazing.
They were absolutely incredible. So in terms of the visual effects, you have to watch it for yourself, because me saying anything above that would be telling. But you can tell that some more money was thrown at the visual effects for this. Mm-hmm. And I did like them for the most part. All right, so I think we should each say our standout character and kind of leave it at that. So my standout character, as much as I love Billy, I'm gonna have to give this to Zach Taylor. Zach is like a pillar of this episode.
I'd say he's like the main character. Or secondary main character.
Right. Ultimately, this is Charlie's story as Min. So this is definitely a Min special, because, I mean, it's in the trailer. Rita kills Trini, and this whole special is kind of the after effects of that and how it affects Min Kwan. Obviously, this is her story, and I do consider her a standout character, because to come into a 30-year franchise as a fresh-faced, no one knows who you are, I think in just 55 minutes, she left a really indelible impression.
I hope this isn't the last we see of her.
Yeah, me neither. So my two standout characters on the good guy side are Zach and Min. And this is coming from, like Zach, a huge Billy fan. And I love Billy in this, and I love what they did with Billy here. But Walter Jones brought a real intensity to Zach, which I really liked. I really did. Mm-hmm. AP, what's your standout?
My standout character would have to be Zach, too. His character hit some development notes that I was not expecting. He was just so good. He had some amazing emotional moments, amazing action moments. Like, mm-hmm. He really kind of stole the show in a lot of ways.
And I think it's important that, you know, both David Yost and Walter Jones shined in this, because they haven't been back to Power Rangers in mm-hmm. the past 30 years.
And like, Catherine Sutherland and Steve Cardenas were in the last anniversary special.
Yes.
They didn't have like huge roles, but they had come back before.
Not Grid Connection, but Dimensions in Danger.
Yes. Dimensions in Danger. The last big reunion special, I should say.
Yeah.
And they didn't have much to do there, but they had been back. So we had seen them more recently. But yeah, Walter Jones and David Yost, Zach and Billy, they just them being back was great.
And there's a reason why they're in most of the promotional material. It's because they've got the most to do in this, mm-hmm. As well as Min. Zach, who is your standout character?
To me, it's definitely Charlie Kirsch's Min. This story basically sinks or swims on her performance, and she delivers one hell of a performance. Seeing this new character, like you said, Eric, having this new, fresh-faced character blend in so seamlessly with these veteran Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
They have this chemistry that makes it feel like they have known each other for years. It's believable. And I think that's extremely important to the story. And so, yeah, to me, it's definitely having Charlie Kirsch's performance as Min is top.
Mm-hmm.
Also, secondary favorite standout character, Barbara Goodson.
Oh my God.
Stepping into the role as Rita again after all this time, without missing a beat, she's menacing. She's wickedly funny in dark ways, especially now.
Oh my
she's,
God.
She's even like got darker jokes in the special, which is fun. And it's a fun way to have, you know, this story be aged up to the grown up audience who are looking forward to this special. So, yeah, definitely those two ladies. All the power and love in the world to them, because they nailed it.
Yeah.
And we all were craving Barbara Goodson to come back in some way after that Shattered Grid reading at Power Morphicon, when she reprised her role as Rita, for her to read Kyle Higgins' lines. And the comics are already aged up to our adult audience because they're meant for adults. Yeah. And to have her read the more mature lines that Kyle did, you know, 5 years ago was really special. So for her to be in this and get even, I want to call her performance like delicious, like just deliciously evil. It's
a good way to describe it. Yeah. Yeah. She is absolutely reveling.
She chews the scenery of this special.
Yeah. She's absolutely reveling in her performance. She is someone pull the background out of her teeth because she absolutely chews it up.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's fantastic.
It's truly like iconic.
Yes.
Like the whole thing is just completely iconic. It's amazing. It's like y'all said, everyone's been waiting for her to come back, and her being back, and also like Richard Stephen Horvitz of them and David Yost and Walter Jones, those four particularly, because they're so iconic in the whole series. Like Billy and Zach, they were original Rangers. Rita's like the original villain.
Yep.
She's the villain everyone knows. You ask about Power Rangers, they all know Rita. She was in the intro for years, the whole time to conquer Earth. You don't know the series without knowing Rita. You don't know the series without knowing Alpha. And having all of them back, everyone, every single person in this whole special was a standout in their own way. I feel safe saying that every single returning character.
Everyone gets their moment.
Yes. Yeah. And every single returning character, and plus Min as the new character, they all have some amazing moments. And if you're a fan of any of them, I don't think you're going to be disappointed.
Right.
At all. And I also just wanted to note, Rocky has some amazing,
amazing one-liners.
Amazing one-liners, amazing moments.
I say standout character because they all shine. So. Yeah. There's just some that shine a little more than others because they need to for the story.
Yeah.
But no, Rocky was, I mean, there's some great lines with Rocky and to Rocky as well, where I really liked it. And Rocky just wants to have fun. And I think this is his Zio self coming through more than his early character trying to be a clone of Jason. So
Cat is amazing too.
Cat's incredible.
Cat is the freaking best. I mean,
you would die for her.
I would die for Cat Hillard.
no, she's.
I would. No, I can't say that. I can't curse on the podcast, but I would die for Cat Hillard.
Cat Hillard Oliver.
Yes. Cat Hillard Oliver. Okay. So we're going to just give our final thoughts and our rating out of 10. AP, go first.
Final thoughts. I loved this special more than I ever thought I would. Because, I mean, I was a fan of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, but it has never been, like, my iconic series. Like, it was never my top-tier favorite. But this special, plus me rewatching, like, all of Cat's MMPR episodes, gave me such a new appreciation for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it also just hit all the right notes
mm-hmm.
for older fans. It paid amazing respect to the whole franchise and what came before it. I feel like it's everything that we need right now in a Power Rangers special. I mean, there's some little moments I could say that, like, I wish they did this, I wish they did that, but it's nothing major.
Yeah.
All in all, this special was incredibly satisfying. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I absolutely loved it. And my rating out of, we're doing this out of 10?
Out of 10.
That's what I did out of 10.
I feel safe giving it a 9.5.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
A 9, 9.5.
Very good.
Okay, so if we're doing half points, then 0.5. When I wrote my review, I didn't factor in half points. I just went whole numbers.
Okay. Zach, your overall thoughts and rating.
God, I have a whole page
read it.
Written.
No, just
my
read
entire
it.
Thing. Okay.
Micro Machines it. Go.
No, God, no. I couldn't do that to his voice.
No. I would, but no. I love how this special jumps right into the action, and we're quickly introduced to the new character Min, played by Charlie Kirsch. She fits right in with the cast, and you feel the emotion behind every line she says. The special moves at lightning pace to tell a comprehensive story that lays out exactly what happened to the team and the hurdles they must overcome in order to come out on top. Lots of great fight scenes, tons of heart, and a love for the original Mighty Morphin team, tempered with fun Easter eggs for the long-time franchise fans. And while not every single plot hole is explained away, only the most hardcore lore hounds will notice. When in doubt, just remember the Mystery Science Theater 3000 mantra. It's just a show. I should really just relax. The updated effects look fantastic for what they were able to achieve with their budget. Seeing an updated morph sequence is a visual and nostalgic delight. As seen in the trailers, there is a putty fight in the juice bar that absolutely blew my mind with how faithfully the original juice bar set has been recreated.
And now I know how they did that, I think. Because the lobby for Power Rangers Legacy Wars is a 3D recreation of the juice bar. I think they took those 3D files.
That would be an easy way to do it.
And use that. Anyway, sorry.
So, Mater Cujos? No Cujos.
I think you broke Eric.
And I'm the one who took the gummy. All right,
Major Cujos to this.
Okay. Come on, I got to race against the clock here. Okay. Major kudos to the set designers and builders for making this set piece so faithful to the original. The fight scenes are wonderfully scored thanks to the legend Ron Wasserman.
Yes.
He managed to recreate the feel of the original series score while updating it. His work is absolutely worth watching certain scenes over and over to enjoy his score. That's what I noticed on my second watch through, is I really listened to the score.
Yes.
And like,
it's incredible.
When Rita's on screen, there is that kind of leitmotif of her, you know, evil theme from the first season.
Right.
And like, there's great in the fight scenes. You can hear almost instrumental versions of some of the classic Ron Wasserman songs, or at the very least, the score shares similar structure, which I loved. Ron Wasserman, you're amazing. We love you. The climax of the special is an emotional roller coaster that will leave you cheering, laughing, and absolutely shedding a few tears. This special is everything I hoped for and surprised me at every turn. My only gripes are minor nitpicks that honestly have been talked about to death, so I'm not going to mention them here, but this special is fantastic, and that's why I'm giving Power Rangers Once and Always an easy 9 out of 10.
Send me that file, because that's going in the text description for our episode, and you better be sure that they're going to use that as a pull quote.
I hope they do. That'd be amazing.
So send me that.
I'm just going to save this whole Word file is what I'm doing.
Save that Word file. Send it to me. That's going on our site.
You know what else they should use as a pull quote? I would die for Pat Hillary.
Okay. Wow, I hate that I'm going last, because after Zach's...
You can't beat that. Zach just like blew us both out of the water here.
I told you, I went as professional on this as
like,
I could.
That's why I'm like, I'm putting that on the site. We're going to get a pull quote promo for that. No, I agree exactly with what AP and Zach have said. I think my nitpicks were a little bit more nitpicky. There was a couple visual effects things that I was kind of like, why didn't they just do this? But despite all of that, I do have to give Power Rangers Once and Always. I think I'm a little bit lower than you guys, but I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10. I think that just based on what we said, there's great character moments here. There's a great mix of action, humor, and heart that I think are really the core of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And that's why I like this special, is because this captures the heart of the original series. And I did cry at one point. And I think when people see this, there will also be tears shed, because this is a franchise that is 30 years long, and this special is really a celebration of this Mighty Morphin team, those first three iconic seasons, and those characters. And that's why, you know, I'm glad for the people that were able to show up. Obviously, the three who didn't have their own reasons, and
they still pay them really good respect in this special, though.
And they do that. There is respect for every character in this special, and every character is given their due, and every character has a chance to shine. That goes for the bad guys as well as the side character of Alpha. I just love the respect and the care that went into this special. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people had concerns about Becca and Alwyn, just despite, you know, their work on the franchise. And I know that they keep coming up in critical discussions. But I think this cast, this crew, put all of their hard work into the special, and every ounce of that hard work shows up on screen. Like Zach said, the sets are amazing. The fight choreography, like AP said, is incredible. I think the characters and the actors who came back do an amazing job. And it's funny because when Adam is on screen and Teresa made the side comment, she's like, "Okay, Ichigo from Bleach." And I'm like, yeah, that's that's Johnny Young Bosch's like smooth, kind of even keel a voice. And I actually really like how serious Adam is in this. Like he plays a serious, commanding character, which I really appreciate as an evolution of his character. And we saw that he was this shy, kind of awkward kid in Mighty Morphin and Zeo. And then over the years, he's just gained more and more confidence, even in Once a Ranger, which, you know, this special shares the name with it, you know, Once and Always. Once a Ranger, always a Ranger. And even in Once a Ranger, he was a leader of the team of that Power Ranger. So like we said before, I like the evolutions of all these characters.
Yep.
You really sense the passage of time, and you know, they're not teenagers with attitude anymore. And I think it takes Charlie Kirsch's character of Min Kwan to remind them that Power Rangers still can be teenagers with attitude. So I think they captured the attitude, they captured the feel. And as someone who grew up with Power Rangers and has seen Power Rangers from the beginning, this tugged at quite a few heartstrings. And as a 30-year fan, I am really satisfied with this. So I give it a solid 8.5 out of 10. Let me say that, 8.5. Okay. Well, we're going to get out of here, but once and always again, I want to thank Hasbro and E1 for giving us the opportunity to view the press screener for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always. I'm very grateful for our contacts who helped make that happen, and for letting us post a spoiler-free review the day before. I really encourage everyone to watch this special. If you are a fan of Power Rangers, especially Mighty Morphin, if you grew up with this team, and even if you lapsed a bit, this special is for these characters. It's still Power Rangers. It's still cheesy in spots. There's still action. There's still humor. There are scene-chewing moments in this special, but this special captures those feelings of 30 years ago, and that's what I'll leave it at.
It's incredibly solid. If you're on the fence about it at all, which I would hope nobody is, give it a shot. Watch it.
Yeah.
Soak it all in, because it's fun. Yeah, it's incredibly fun, incredibly satisfying. And it is almost more epic than it like has
any right to be.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. This is an amazing special, and I don't have one actual bad thing to say about it. I have some like little nitpicky things, but nothing actually bad to say about this special at all.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And you know, I think that like maybe if you are a diehard fan who has friends that, you know, used to watch it and maybe are lapsed, I'm sure they would get into this easily if you just said like, hey, it's the same original team, but now as adults.
And here's the thing I'll say about Easter eggs. And if you're worried that if you are lapsed, you're not going to get what they're talking about. Look, the Easter eggs are basically, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. Like that's what it is. If you're a longtime Power Rangers fan who's been an active fan for 30 years, you've seen every single episode of every single season of every single series, you will revel in these Easter eggs and these callbacks and these mentions. But if you've only seen the first three seasons of Power Rangers and you've been away for 27 years,
it's for you too.
It's for you too.
It is. It's for everybody.
Yeah. So basically any Easter eggs for the hardcore fans, it's basically, if you know, you know, mm-hmm. and if you don't, that's okay because yeah. it doesn't impact the story in any way. So I think that's it. I think that's about as spoiler free as we can get. Yeah, so I think that's all we're going to say about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always, because if we go any further, we're going to dip into spoiler territory, which we are absolutely not allowed to do. So once again, thank you to Hasbro and E1 and Netflix for making this happen for us. Everyone, please watch this tomorrow, Wednesday the 19th. If you're waking up at 2 a.m. to watch this, please do so. If you're that hardcore of a Power Ranger fan, get some sleep the night before. Wake up for this special. I promise you that it will be worth it to watch this as soon as you can, because we know the Power Rangers fandom. And once it's out there, people don't give a flying crap about spoilers. So
please do not pirate this.
Do not.
I know some people in the fandom, I get it, some people don't have access to things and right. you still want to watch it. I get that. Please don't pirate this. Support it legally, because every view counts. It matters. Pirating it takes away from basically everybody's hard work that they put into this,
right?
And then they can't gauge how many people are actually watching it,
right?
Yeah.
And in this instance, that is very important.
If you don't have Netflix, bust out that free trial, because now's the time. Get an email that you haven't used for Netflix, sign up for a free trial, watch this special.
Get someone to gift you a subscription.
Ask for an early birthday present or Christmas present 7 months ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like do what you can.
Hey, pay for 1 month of a subscription.
Yeah, pay for one month. Yeah.
If you can't afford for like a lot of, get it for what you can, get it for as long as you can, watch it legally.
If you want more Power Rangers, this is the perfect opportunity to let Hasbro and E1 and Netflix that you want more Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. Because Johnny M. Bosch said Netflix didn't think that something new for Power Rangers would work. We need to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
If you want more Power Rangers, if you want more specials like this, and if you want these characters to return, we need to do numbers on this. We need to make this hit top five, number one, whatever we need to do. I will watch this special every single day for a month just to put my work into this. We need the numbers on Once and Always. I think it is that good. Yeah, put it on auto loop, do whatever you can. Run it in the background on your way to work. I don't care. Show Netflix that we want more Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. I don't want the 30th anniversary to be it. Let's keep this going. That's our soapbox. Ranger Nation, let us know what you think. If you have questions, you can email us at rangercommandpowerhour@gmail.com or check us out at rangercommand.com. You can find us on Twitter at rangercommandPEH and at Ranger Command Power Hour, all one word, on Facebook and Instagram. So until next time, it's Morphin time.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphin Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at Ranger Command PH. Like us on Facebook and Instagram at Ranger Command Power Hour. Ranger Command is also on Patreon. Become a patron by pledging as much or as little as you like every month and receive cool perks. By pledging, you are helping us make our show even better. Go to patreon.com/rangercommandph to learn more. Thanks for listening.